Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for all of you listeners. I truly appreciate it. I recently checked my Reddit profile and was surprised to discover that I had gone past 200 followers ever since I started creating erotic audio. It's a huge surprise for me because I never expected to have this kind of reception for all the work that I've done. It was mostly on a whim that I started this thing. I just wanted to respond to a very sexy piece of audio that one of the other creators made. And, well, it just kept on going from there. The idea of something so simple as listening to something created by another person, you know, the simplicity of it makes such a profound impact on our psyche, because we as human beings are quite used to talking, and some of us are, well, like myself, quite attracted to the sound of our own voices. Because of these, you know, incredible content creators, we are able to experience something that we normally would not be able to experience, even when watching some of the best porn videos or reading some of the most well-written erotic literature. There's something about hearing something, you know. It's especially if you grew up with the radio or if you like listening to podcasts, there's something about a well-spoken story that didn't just come out of the blue. It was created with intent, with passion, with, dare I say, love. Which might be rather contradictory to, which might be contradictory to what I usually like to do when I'm creating audio, because, because I like to be spontaneous, I like to be improvisational. I try not to follow a solid script. I think a lot of people don't expect it, and they're surprised that I tend to do something that doesn't have a lot of ground rules. But it does take a lot of practice to be spontaneous, and I've been doing this for years because of theater, acting, voiceovers, radio dramas. I was a DJ very briefly, and a lot of people tend to hire me because of my voice. So it's not literally, you know, an ass pull. I didn't just snap my fingers and suddenly genius. No, there was something there. Something from my own personal experiences as a sex worker and how I'm able to learn a bit more about a human being and what they really want and what they need. Oh boy. I wanted to create this particular audio for my listeners, because I have not addressed my listeners as myself. And I kind of wanted to celebrate the 200 plus listeners by giving you a little story, by telling you a story. And the story is how I quite literally literally broke my fleshlight because I used it too roughly. So a couple of months ago, just when I was starting with the erotic audio and getting really active on Reddit, I also started using a couple of hookup apps like Bumble, Grindr, a couple of local ones here in the Philippines, and even started posting some ads, like personal ads, on Reddit. I got a couple of interesting responses because I posted something like 33-year-old gay male dad bod looking for no strings attached, and I specifically stated that I was looking like I'm a dominant switch looking for a looking for either a bottom or a switch. And I wanted us to take our time, spend a couple of hours, you know, just foreplaying and getting to know our bodies, because touch is really important to me. Physical contact is incredible. Obviously, there's a huge risk with COVID, you know, this fucking pandemic. And I was willing to take that risk because when you're horny, you're desperate and you make really dumb choices. I got two very enthusiastic responses. One from, let's just say, Mr. A, and then another one from Mr. B. Now, Mr. A identified as a submissive bottom who was really interested in getting, you know, getting educated by somebody who had experience with BDSM, and of course I was enthusiastic as well. I wanted him to come over. I was, you know, I was able to set up my house, clean up, change my schedule to accommodate this person, and we planned on a day. And the other person, Mr. B, told me that he lived really near my place. Like, let's say it was maybe a 10-15 minute drive. And of course, I wanted to prioritize Mr. B because he was much closer. The thing was, both these people didn't give me the information, like, didn't give me enough information, they were withholding certain things, and it seemed like they did not read the full, you know, the full account of what I was looking for, because I also told them that I was in a very specific area and the boondocks. And this area is obviously way far from the metro and from a lot of the main thoroughfares. And I was willing to pay half of their travel money, you know, their travel expenses. When the day came for Mr. A to travel here, he double-checked the address that I provided him and realized that he was several kilometers away. And to some people, a couple of kilometers is easy because they have cars, or they know a really easy route to get, you know, from point A to point whatever. But Mr. A did not check the journey early on. Like, I gave it to him as soon as we started talking on the first day, and we were getting really horny, we were sending pictures to each other, and the sucky part was, I promised him that I would be keeping my load. I would not come for an entire week for Mr. A. So the day came when he was supposed to come over, and he checked his Grab. Grab is basically like Uber, just less cool. And he said, oh no, you're too far away. I'm sorry, but I can't travel because I don't have a car and I don't want to risk, you know, taking the bus or whatever. I thought, okay, fuck. I really wanted to have sex with you, but I will not force you to do anything that could potentially endanger you or be a greater inconvenience. So Mr. A is out of the picture, and I contacted Mr. B as my, you know, my as an alternative, and then we started getting it on again. We sent pictures to each other. He liked my body, he liked my dick, I liked his body and his dick. And then he told me something that really just broke the deal. He said, man, I'm really just here to experiment. I just want my dick sucked and I want to fuck you. Come on, man. As much as I love having somebody's dick up my ass, I dislike people who do not reciprocate. There are a lot of guys in the whole world, obviously, but there are a lot of guys in the Philippines who think that all they have to do is lie down, get their dicks hard, have somebody blow them off, you know, blow them, and they'll just come, and then that's it. But to me, and I'm sure to a lot of people, reciprocity is a big factor when it comes to a relationship or even a hookup. That's why I was super detailed in putting everything on that personal ad that I posted on Reddit. So after my entire week of keeping it in and not busting a nut for Mr. A, I spent maybe another 2 or 3 days getting it out with Mr. B. And when he told me that he was strictly a top and he wasn't going to suck dick or even do any form of reciprocity, I just said, nope, I am not going to do anything with you. I'm not interested. You go and pick somebody who's willing to lie down and be your chocolate starfish. I'm done. I'm gone. And after that, I just lay down on my bed, just like what I'm doing now, and stared at the ceiling for maybe a couple of minutes. 10, 15 minutes, just clenching and unclenching my fists, grinding my teeth, imagining what would have happened if Mr. A had been here, or Mr. B had been, you know, less of an asshole. And then I looked to my fleshlight and thought, you know what? I might as well. It's been 10 days. I have not jacked off to completion. I need to come. So I take my fleshlight, take my lube, slick myself up, and start just going slow, really slow, just enjoying myself. you know, trying to calm down, take deep breaths, the usual stuff that gets me going. And I grabbed my phone and started playing, my favorite porn. I think I was watching something from Adam Killian and maybe a bit of Griffin Barrows. But it came to a point where I was so horny, I didn't even need to watch anything on my phone. I just closed my eyes and started jerking off. And I could feel the intensity of every stroke and of how tight my fingers were gripping my dick. And I was breathing really hard and just panting and sweating and feeling so ready to pop at any moment. And I could feel it. I could feel my entire body just tensing up, my toes curled. I was seeing red, just all red in my head. I wanted to come so bad because I was thinking, oh, fuck. Mr. A, you could have had this. I could have been holding your legs up or letting it drape over my shoulders. I could have been banging you, boom, 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 boom. And Mr. B, we could have had a really good 69. We could have jerked each other off. He didn't even want to do that. And when I finally came, it was crazy because the first few volleys hit my stomach and my chest and dribbled all over my hand. Now that's the problem, because I was using a fleshlight and it was a closed fleshlight. It didn't have an exit hole for my dick. And it took me a while to realize what just happened, because I finally looked down at my dick and my fleshlight, and my cock had punched a hole through the top of the fleshlight and was drooling the rest of my cum. Apparently, I had been jerking off so hard and for so long, it was probably 30, 45 minutes. I'm not sure. It could be a bit longer, it could be a bit shorter, but I was jerking off for so long and using so much force on the fleshlight that there's this probably like weaker part that just gave way. And I realized how horny I was and how frustrated I was right then and there. So I slid the fleshlight off my dick, wiped myself off, and just went to sleep. I didn't even bother cleaning the fleshlight immediately. I mean, I did clean it afterwards and just check the damage. I'm sure a lot of you can empathize, because we want to have fun. We want to be with people who can jive with us and who share the same sexual energies, whatever you may call it. And we want people to give us the things that we need. And we also want to find people who are receptive to the kind of sexual pleasures that we're willing to provide. And it's hit or miss, even if you've got a lot of options, even if you have a lot of ideals when it comes to your physique or your availability or your personality, it's not always going to be a win. You will miss sometimes. For some people, you'll miss a lot. And lately, because of quarantine or because of, you know, things just fucking around with our schedules and our days and our work and our personal life, there are more misses than hits. I don't know if you guys get a lot of time with, you know, singles, or if you're able to hook up as much as you want, but for me, it's pretty difficult because, again, like I said, I live in the boondocks. I'm the only one that's openly gay in this small community that I live with. We're far away from the main the main thoroughfares. We don't have a lot of places where you can find men seeking men. So it's pretty tough. But thankfully, because of this erotic audio, I'm able to express myself a bit more and focus on the creative side of sexuality and sexual gratification and imagination. If you've listened to my podcasts and my audio, you know that I rarely go for just pure smut. I want to be able to do something there. I want to express something personal, something realistic, something creative. Even with the guided submission number 2, you know, the one with the briefs thing, I read the script and thought, how can I make this a bit more spicy? Because calling somebody faggot and humiliating them and playing with their briefs is a turn on for a lot of people, but I wanted it to be more dynamic. So I hope it was audible there. I hope you could tell that this guy wasn't just some stupid jock boy or some alpha wannabe. He was somebody who really felt like he had to do this to this person, and he could take care of them, and he could just be the right level of dominant and aggressive. Gosh, what time is it? How much time have I spent rambling? Okay, 23 minutes. I still have to thank all of you. I mean, I've already thanked you guys in the beginning, but I want to reiterate how grateful I am for all you listeners, because this is quite gratifying. This is incredibly pleasing to me, because I never expected people to, again, pay this much attention. I don't get a lot of, I don't get a lot of interaction lately with my painting and my calligraphy and my non-sexual work, but that's part of life. But this one, thanks to the place that I'm presenting this, you know, just online. You don't need to have anything physical. You don't even need to see me or know what I look like. You just have to listen to it and use your imagination, because of this new dimension of creativity and expression. I have no obligation to show myself to you, and you have no obligation to show yourself to me. We just connect through the audio that I create, and through the audio that you listen to. This kind of recognition, obviously, is humbling as well, because there are so many talented people out there. People who have been doing this for far longer than me. They get awards, medals, recognitions, commissions. A lot of activity is focused on them, and they deserve it, because what they do is top-notch. And, you know, I'm pleased to even have 10, 20, 30 people, you know, upvoting my work. And then when I checked my followers, it was like 240-something. That's something for somebody who practically started out just saying, oh, you know what, I want to have some fun. I want to have a good time. And if other people enjoy it, sure, why not? There's something good about a community that enjoys erotic audio. There's something quite therapeutic about it, something cathartic about it, because we can't really enjoy this publicly. I'm sure a lot of you have throwaway accounts or profiles. You're not using your real names. You're not using your real photos. And when you listen to things like the artist sketches you, or guided submission, or the library, or chased by the beast, it's just this feeling of true personal intent and delight. No one else can listen to it but you. No one else is enjoying this but you. I don't think you can share this with just anybody. You don't just share it with your friends and family and saying, oh, hey, dad, or hey, sis, or bro, or whatever. Come listen to this thing. It's about a guy who teaches me how to play with my nipples or play with my prostate, whatever. When it's personal, it's more intense. It's more powerful. And it's kind of like this shared intimacy with hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And that's amazing. That is a community right there. It's people learning to love their bodies, love their minds, and love themselves, and love other people, or at least their idea of other people. And we can connect. Thank you so much for being a part of this artistic journey. I know that there's there are a lot of hitches. Sometimes sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it's good, sometimes it sucks. But most of the time, we really just want to have a good time. We really just want to have fun. And we want to enjoy the intimacy we share with content creators. We want to please ourselves and please and please the secret part of our minds. And maybe, we can share it with the people we love or with the people that we think can enjoy this. And hopefully the world will be a little better. Hopefully we can enjoy listening to what we really love and who we really like. So with that, I hope you dirty fuckers get to sleep well. I hope you guys enjoy the life that you're living. Be safe, be kind, but take no shit, okay? Be as kind as you possibly can, but take no shit from anybody, anyone, anything. Oh, and if I may add, I love you guys so much. You are a crowd worthy of love and of intimacy and of the shared delight that is erotic audio. I hope to continue giving you content that that pleases you, that's fun, that's sexy, sometimes slightly devious, and maybe, just maybe, you can support me in the future. I don't know how. I just look forward to us having a good time, okay? I have rambled for a good 30 minutes now, so let me say goodbye by giving you a kiss. There we go. This has been Vexing Lex, and I wish you good night and good luck. Stay dirty. Bye.